Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. And I do want to remind everybody that we have been here
an hour
ago, right? And of course, we are all ready to go, and we've had a great show.
If our coffee has kicked in.
I know. I love it. I love it. And are you coffee or are you tea? Which one?
I'm a double espresso.
Okay.
Quick shot.
And then,
my big old tea.
Oh, no wonder you got so much energy
always
going on. Yeah, I love it. Do you have that every single day?
Every single day.
How many times?
No, just once.
Oh, just in the morning.
Just in the morning.
Okay, and then you're good to go.
And then I'm good to go. And then I'll eat lunch about 2. And then
when do you go to bed? Tell us. No, I'm okay.
I know. It depends. I mean, the other night I literally passed out at 8:30 because I was exhausted. My body was like, I'm done.
That's how I've been. My husband and I, we've been working so. I think it's the weather. It's like that. It's starting to be that.
Not only that, it's the holidays, so everything's just coming.
Stress.
And you probably have a. We have a million events here at the show, and then I have a million events with Paul Works, and it's just. the stress of the holidays is upon us and we don't even realize it.
I know. And it just kind of stuck in. Yeah, it just
it snuck in really quickly.
All right. Anyways, we are excited about our show. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I always like to start our show with some inspiration. And of course, that is ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to what you want for tomorrow. Good question, huh? I think so.
Yeah, because it's not always.
Well, it's a slow process, right? I mean, sometimes
we try to make the right decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't always.
I know. Uh-oh.
But that's life.
Uh-oh. But, you know, so you get up and every day you have a new slate to start all over. That's the best part. So, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and
I have things to give away.
I know, and we'll do that. Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
Want to just jump in there?
Yeah, go
okay,
for it.
Okay, well, because today is the 4th Annual Venturi County Farm Day, and we have a pair of tickets for that, so you have to call in right now. It's from 4 to 9, a day of touring local farms, plus a delicious dinner of tri-tip chicken, farm-to-table salads, garlic bread, locally crafted beer, wine, and cocktails, plus live music and games for entertainment. I mean, what more could you want? You can get tickets right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And
I got a little excited there, didn't I?
I know. I like Farm Day. I like that. Do you like farm to table? I love that.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so of course I do.
Do you grow anything in your...
We try.
What do you have?
We have tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, tomatillos, because we make a lot of Mexican food.
Do you? I love that.
Green beans. I love fresh.
Yeah.
I even raised, it's going to sound horrible.
A pig.
No, we raised a cow.
Oh, okay. Oh.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have an issue with it. I do save dogs and cats, but we raised a cow.
Oh, so you're partial to cats. I raised a cow, but I knew
where she came from. I knew what
worse.
We fed.
Don't even go there.
I knew what I fed her. I knew it was healthy. I knew what was going into.
Oh, meaning how you ate and how she was raised.
Yes.
Yeah. I did a pig before.
And we did it kosher when we finally slaughtered her, and we used every part.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I raised a pig, and I wasn't ever planning to slaughter poor little pig, but she got to be like 300 pounds, okay? She was supposed to be a potbelly pig.
That's a lot of bacon.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And anyways, what's up, Tom?
Yikes.
Welcome.
Look what I thought I had done things in my life. But that's good. But again, it's full use of the animal is proper use.
I agree.
And I have friends that hunt and they're
as long as you full use.
That's right.
And it's proper and it's not an endangered species. You know?
Kind of what it's for. It sounds like a good way to go. But it's funny when you're talking about being raised on a farm. Semi humorous story with my dad. My dad loved to garden, and his garden got bigger and bigger, so it was ridiculous in our backyard. And they invited me over, so I came by, and I was just a slob eating out of cans and all that stuff.
Not
came back
you.
To the house. I did, believe it or not. And they served nice dinner, and I ate the beans. And I said to my mom, I hate to tell you this, but the beans are really crummy. Never buy those again. And my dad said, those are from the garden. So what it made me realize was I was so used to the bleh that was coming out of the can. And then I started eating this food. And I will tell you, anybody out there, if you wean yourself off, eat stuff from your farmer's market and then go back to the cans and you will be stunned at the garbage you've been eating. But I didn't know.
Yeah. And it's also just even all the farmer's markets that are around. I love that. Eat in season. Right? Eat in season.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. Well,
cow and a pig, huh?
A cow and a pig.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I had some, I won't tell you her name. Well, actually, I will. Her name was Ribeye.
Oh, and mine was Penelope. I mean, that's really bad because like I said, I wasn't planning on that, okay? And I really wasn't planning on it until my ex-husband, actually, I came home from Palm Springs and
Oh, she was gone.
I saw the slaughter truck out there. That was not good.
Oh, that's not good.
So, yeah. So, anyways, but she did chase us around
that's
the backyard.
That's why he's an ex, right?
That's right. See how that works? So, anyways, well, I do want to just tell everybody we've got so many great events that are happening. And of course, we have the Bridging the Gap. And, of course, that is this evening with Gina Peters. And for special needs, I love helping her support all the great things that are going on. And, of course, that's tonight at North Ranch. So definitely that. You've got something going
on. I am. I'm going to be in Hollywood at the Hollywood Improv for the Stand Up for Pitts event. It's an event to bring awareness and education about BSL, which is breed restriction legislation for pit bull or pit bull type animals. Kaylee Cuoco always hosts this every year at the Hollywood Improv.
So do you get up there and make everybody laugh?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if you look at me, but no. I'm not the funny guy. I'm the fundraiser.
So who's going to be the comedians up there? Do you know?
Rebecca Corey, who's one of the founders, okay, and Bill Burr. Yes, Bill Burr.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Is he hilarious?
One of the greatest comics working today.
Oh, really?
And he will go to the edge and a little further.
Really?
Well, wow, this is all adults, so it's 21 and over.
Congratulations. Sincerely, one of the best working comedians in the world.
Wow. Well, I have to give Paul Works a pat on the back, my organization, because Rebecca Corey, who's the founder of Stand Up for Pits, always chooses a pit bull specific rescue to partner with for these events. Paul Works is the first rescue ever, and all of her shows that she does, and she does probably 10 to 12 a year, and she's done it now for 5 or 6 years, I believe, were the first non-pit specific, because we do everything. We do cats, dogs, pit bulls, chihuahuas, everything, to partner with her. So we're having a huge adoption event. We're having a huge silent auction where we got Winder West right here in Camarillo to donate a private jet from Camarillo to Las Vegas for 7. It's a $14,000 value. They donated that to us to be able to auction
that's
off tonight.
Awesome.
Jason of Beverly Hills. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They are actually at the Four Seasons Wilshire in Rodeo Drive. They are donating a $5,000 paw pendant that Kaylee Cuoco will be wearing tonight that we're auctioning off. So
I saw that paw pendant.
If you don't have tickets, because I think they're sold out, you can come for the adoption event. It starts at 3:00, or you can come for my silent auction because I have some pretty awesome things.
Oh, you guys do. Okay, well, that is awesome. I'm excited about that. Give out your website so that everybody can.
My website is pawworks.org. It's pawworks.org. Or check us out on Facebook, Instagram. It's all over the place.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I'm so glad you're here. Our next guest and our first guest is Ian Steich Leather. And of course, he is the CEO of White Plum, founder of Steich Leather. And let's welcome him on. I had a chance to meet him over at Susan G. Komen. And we are excited to share what he's doing. And welcome, Ian. Are you there?
I'm here, Kim. Wasn't that fun the other night?
Oh, my God. Was it amazing? And you actually got to cook in there. I was taking pictures, but you got to cook. Yeah.
Dude, Elizabeth Faulkner is no joke, dude. She, like, cracked a whip on all of us. I've been making Tyler Florence's chicken for, like the last 2 weeks. It's amazing.
I love it. Oh, my God. That chicken was to die for. Did you make sure you squeeze the lemon at the end?
I did, of course. Come on.
I know. That's like the best part. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, so I moved to L.A. recently. I'm from the Midwest, Indianapolis, Indiana. Shout out. And I came out here to start an apparel company because L.A. is where it's at, especially with local production. And so I've been out here for about 4 years now doing apparel. I have a patent on a magnetic closure that replaces buttons and zippers.
And recently
I acquired White Plum to venture into women's wear.
I love it. I can't wait to get my jeans. So are these hint,
hey,
right
yeah,
there,
yeah,
right?
If you want to dress me,
I know, exactly. I love it.
I'll send you my sizes.
Yeah. Tell us about your life and how you, I mean, have you always been into this? Are you a designer? Or, I mean, like, were you born that way? Or is there mentor?
No, I actually grew up in construction. My parents were, and still are, in residential housing development and construction. I was doing I was doing that until about 2008 when the financial crisis happened. And then I went back to school for apparel design. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow. And so how do you come up with these ideas? Or do you have a whole team, or are you the team?
No, you know, I used to design a lot more. Now I sort of oversee the design process. I give, you know, basic deliverables to my design director, and they kind of deliver what will be the product. But yeah, I used to sketch, design, pattern, all that stuff, all down in the garment district. I learned terrible Korean and Spanish about a year and a half ago.
I love it. Just
the function.
The necessity of, right, what you need in life.
Right.
So that's cool. So tell us about White Plum.
Yeah, so White Plum's a women's wear e-com retailer. We sell online at whiteplum.com. We also sell on Zulily, Jane.com, a few other storefronts, as it were. And, yeah, we basically shop the garment district for, you know, quick, fashionable stuff that, you know, we think that people in the, in the Western and Midwest states don't have access to. And, you know, it's all the same. They go to the same mall and see the same stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, but here in L.A., we have such a wealth of merchandise, especially downtown, that, you know, it's easy for me to buy it, shoot it, and get it out to, the people I know.
Wow. Okay, so where is fashion right now? I mean, it just seems like it's so all over the place. And, of course,
it's the best right now. It's the best because you can choose and do whatever you want. Like, the rules are so yesterday, right? Like, you can do whatever you want. And like, everybody's finding their own niche and doing, like, their own kind of development of their own style and their own look. And who's to say otherwise? It's so great. The rules have just been tossed out the window, and, you know, for better or for worse. And so you can kind of, you know, get in where you fit in, I guess.
I do agree with that. I mean, you know, there's the saying that, you know, fashion kind of repeats itself every 20 years. I'm noticing this decade that you kind of can choose wherever you're at, 70s, 80s, 90s, retro, hip. There's really not, I'm not finding one person or one trend. I'm noticing, you know, you and all the other designers are just dressing people with their body and their body shapes and where we're at in our life.
Right. I mean, you know, I hate to say we've transcended it, but maybe we have, you know.
Right.
Well, let's hope.
I love it. Now, leggings. Talk to us about those.
Oh, man, we've crushed it, right? So we got featured on Good Morning America the other day, right? It was hilarious. So they make you go into the office for East Coast time, right? So I'm in the office at 4 a.m. taking calls from people that, like, literally I got a call from this lovely old lady. She was probably, like, you know, I deign to even say, you know, her age, but she called me and she's like, this is my first flat phone. I don't really know how to order. Yeah,
oh,
she called
my
a flat
God.
Phone.
She was like,
I don't really know how to order or how to use this coupon code, but I want my discount. And so literally I'm walking her through how to check out.
Oh, my
and it
God,
was adorable, right? So, but around 7:30, we sell out of everything that we have, right? And so I call my vendor here in the garment district, and I'm like, do you still have stuff? And he's like, yeah. So he has thousands of units, right? So we keep selling, but Good Morning America insists that you fulfill everything within 48 hours, and my warehouse is in Pennsylvania, right? So that's a four-day trip just to get merchandise there. And so we keep selling. We have a huge day. We beat last year by 30%. And so we stop at the end of the day because, unfortunately, we got preempted by that tragic train accident in New Jersey a few weeks back, right?
Right.
But we look around at the end of the day and we're like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to ship all this stuff, right? So I live at 6th and Main downtown in this great live-work loft that I've been lucky enough to procure for myself. And so I ship 9,000 units of leggings to my apartment, and I literally go to the Home Depot on Wilshire and 6th, and I pick up some labor, and we come back to my house, and we ship 9,000 leggings.
I love it. You know what? You know what that just says?
Over that weekend.
I love it.
That's conflict resolution right there.
I was just talking about that. Yeah, or, you know, thinking out of the box. Like, how do I, this is like success, right?
Dude, you know, say yes and figure it out.
That's my motto too. I'm right there. Right. Say yes. And you know, it's so funny because so many times I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. And my husband will come with me and he's like, what do you have to do? And I go, I don't know. I just said yes. I'm like,
It was so funny. It was about 7:30 a.m. right when we were sold out of everything. And everybody in the office kind of looks around. I'm like, keep selling it. And they kind of look around like, okay, I don't know how we're going to do this, but all right.
I love it. Will you stay on with us? I want to find out a little bit. We need to take a really quick break. And I want to find out kind of, you know, some of the stuff that you're doing. And I know you just had an event that like the week before we were over at Susan G. Komen's. I want to find out a little bit about that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, you got it. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And you want to give something away?
Yeah, we got some food gift certificates to give away. We have Bee Gees Cafe, a favorite in downtown Oxnard, located at 428 South A Street. Or call them at 805-487-0700. Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at 2770 Seaglass Way in Oxnard. And Lure Fish House, which is all over the place. Ventura County. We have Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. You can call right now, get a gift certificate from us, win it. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
Okay, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back. Blue jean, I just
never could remember blue jean. Blue jean. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company presents the out-of-this-world musical Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for all those calls. And again, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, I want to remind you to leave us your email so that we can get you out one of our newsletters that goes out every single week, and we can share all of our great guests with you. We're talking with Ian Steikleather, and we're talking about White Plum. He is the CEO and founder of Steikleather. And again, Ian, we were looking at some of your work here, which is amazing. And you were looking at some of your shirts.
I actually am looking at a story that says designer transforms fashion with magnetized apparel. So how many times did you have to come up with the concept of the magnet and test it? And I mean, was it pretty simple?
Oh, man, months. No. It was months. I moved back into my parents' basement in Indianapolis when I was trying to figure it out. It took me forever. It was the opposite of glamorous.
I honestly think when you come up with a unique concept or you're an entrepreneur, it's not glamorous at the beginning. People don't see the process until the very end when you've made it and you're really successful.
Right. Overnight successes rarely are.
I'm not sure that actually exists, overnight success.
Right.
I mean, people think it does.
Yeah, how long do you think it took you, Ian?
Oh, man. I mean, from the day I popped a magnet out of a briefcase to, when I had something that actually could sell, oh, man, probably 18 months.
Wow.
I mean, I got carried away, right? I was prototyping children's wear in plus size and women's wear and men's wear. I was trying to think of every possible, application.
But then convince people that a magnet can keep it closed.
It's the same questions I get all the time. It's like, oh, how do you wash it? Will it stay closed? I can't believe that. Well, and then they see me wearing it and they're like, wow, this is better. No way. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it's a great idea. So let me ask you, what are all the things that you carry?
Oh, I mean, right now, Steikleather, the magnetic line is mostly all menswear. We do jackets, shirts, new pairs of shorts, some pants, but mostly we're looking at jackets and shirts.
Okay, perfect. How about women?
So women's wear is mostly through my company, White Plum, and then again, we're doing leggings, tunics, all that stuff, but I haven't yet applied that magnetic closure to that company yet. Yeah.
Okay, and accessories?
We don't carry a ton of accessories like bags, shoes, jewelry, those kind of things. Okay. White Plum has dabbled in that from time to time.
Okay.
But again, White Plum is more, let me bring the LA garment district to, everyone. And so again, it's me finding things in the garment district that, I think will sell across, multiple markets in Middle America. And that's a much different concept than, hey, I've got this innovative magnetic closure that I'm applying to traditional menswear garments.
Okay, that's awesome.
So I'm curious because, of course, I'm a man, and I think the male market is still very untapped. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. I mean, it, first of all, 80 cents of every dollar in America is spent by women, just off the top, right? But secondly, there's this stigma that's unraveling about men and dressing and grooming and looking all that.
He's right down in the middle of it. You can just hear it.
and it's easy for us here in LA that, we're like, oh, well, that's no big deal. But I have an employee who is from Cincinnati, and he went home recently, and he was catching flack over drop crotch pants and a jacket that I made that he was wearing, which wasn't even really that fashion forward, right? And he was catching a lot of grief over it. And it's like, man, in 2 years, this is going to be what everyone's wearing here. Either realize that, embrace it, or, think it looks weird now and see in 18 months.
Oh, I love that. So where can my listeners go and purchase and find all your stuff?
Yeah. So visit us on whiteplum.com to get some really great women's wear stuff. We're gearing up for Black Friday, as is everyone.
Uh-huh.
And then also Steikleather, to find the magnetic apparel, you're going to look at psychleatherapparel.com.
Okay. Well, Ian, pleasure meeting you. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you. Really quick, the event that you had before we met, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I actually designed this denim project for the Skid Row Housing Trust, and it was really, really great. So what we've done is we've created a salvaged denim project. We've done two pairs of jeans and a jacket for the Skid Row Housing Trust because we wanted to create this concept where, you know, salvaged denim is very specific. Some of these guys are crazy with it, right? They put it in the freezer. They don't wash it. They wash it in the ocean. They're crazy about it, but it tells a story. How it ages is how they wear it, and it tells a story about what they wear and how they fit it and all that. And so we wanted to relate that to homelessness downtown because these people are not disposable and these garments aren't disposable. Right now, everyone's fast fashion. I buy it, I wear it, I throw it away, blah, blah, blah. But no, we wanted salvaged denim is something that you stay, you wear, you keep, it ages, it's classic. You own it for years. And it's the same with people, you know, they're not disposable and neither are these garments. So what we did is we created a salvaged denim line for the Skid Row Housing Trust for a fundraiser. And the funds are going to go to the Skid Row Housing Trust and they're going to be used to educate their low income housing residents about potential work in the garment industry, which is right here downtown. They can take the bus. You know, it's a very accessible kind of, you know, career path for some of these people. And so it was a really, really, really great project. We ended up doing the launch on the rooftop of the Standard downtown, which shout out to the Standard. They gave us a ton of, you know, great times and were able to host us. They were so gracious. And so, you know, I really, really love that project. And you can learn more about it at skidrowdenimacademy.org. And so you should definitely go check that out. I was super excited to be a part of it. And I was happy to be able to design and production manage all those garments.
Sounds really good. Well, again, Ian, share my show with everyone. And I love what you're doing. And I'd love to, you know, keep following you and having you back. And again, where can we find you? Give out your website one more time.
Sure, no problem. You can find me at whiteplum.com, psychleatherapparel.com, and also skidrowdenimacademy.org. You can find my work, you know, everywhere.
There you go.
Everywhere.
Sounds good. I love it. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Kim. You have a good day.
You too. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we've got Rubicon Theater Company here, and of course, we've got Kimberly Hessler and of course, Harley J, and we're going to be talking with them, and of course, that is the show that's playing. Let's give some tickets away.
Yes, let's give some tickets away to that show. Rubicon presents Return to the Forbidden Planet now until November 13th. Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on The Tempest, set on a spaceship sometime in the future. The show features a galaxy of 1950s and 60s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout, Good Vibration, Great Balls of Fire, All Shook Up, Monster Mash, and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. You can go to 1006 East Main Street or call 805-667-2900 or visit their website at rubicontheater.org, or you can call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Pino's Palette in Westlake. Book your next party or date night. Call 805-379-9963. Come see for yourself why painting and drinking is so much fun. One of their talented artists will walk you step by step in completing the painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Visit www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. And Conejo Players Theater. If you live in Thousand Oaks and are looking for an onstage performance, look no further. Call for tickets at 805-495-3715 or visit www.conejoplayers.org, located at 3...
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, my next guests are, they're all about, we're going to be talking about, which we've been talking about, the Forbidden Planet. And of course, Return to the Forbidden Planet. And we have Harley J here, who is Captain Tempest. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and then of course Kimberly Hessler, and she is Miranda. So welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell us, I heard the show's going amazing. I can't wait to get over there. And of course, Rubicon always does an amazing job with all of their events there. Is this the first time? I know you've been there before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What were you in the last one?
I worked here a year ago doing My Fair Lady,
which was an amazing job. And how about you, Harley?
I was here, I think, in 2010, and I did a show called Hello, My Baby at the time.
Okay, great. And so where do you guys live?
We actually both live in New York City now.
Okay, yeah. So it's just a hot jump away, right? I love it.
Yeah.
I love that Rubicon always, I mean, there is no limit to who they bring in. And I love that. They have the best year after year and day, show after show. It's amazing. So let's just start with you, Harley. Tell us a little bit about who you are and who you are on the show and then who you are behind the scenes.
In the show, I play Captain Tempest, which is kind of like a William Shatner type of character. He's the captain of the ship, and he ends up falling in love with Kimberly's character as the show goes on, and Kimberly and Captain Tempest kind of have a love-hate thing going on.
Oh, okay. I love it. Okay.
Which is interesting. As a human being, like you said, Rubicon brought us out here from New York, and which is great to work at a place.
How long are you out here for?
Just the run of the show, so we're only here for 6 weeks, and then they send
us
back.
Only 6 weeks,
just
right?
Change your life for 6 weeks.
I know,
weeks, right?
Yeah. But that's probably like the way your life is anyways, right? You kind of go wherever.
Yeah.
Like, what did you just come off of working with?
I just barely got done doing Grease Live on Fox.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So
How was that?
It was a crazy, crazy experience. Really, really fun.
How long have you been doing this? How old were you when you kind of got into this and knew this was your passion?
I started my senior year of high school, and I got in it to try and date a girl who was a theater kid.
Really?
And everyone was like, if you go to the audition, you'll at least get to kiss her, because they always do the kissing scenes at the audition.
Oh, my God, that is too
funny. I didn't
get
to kiss her, and she didn't get in the show.
And you did, right?
And I did, yeah.
And that wasn't where you were going. I mean, but
Right
away, did you love it?
Yeah, I immediately kind of grabbed onto it, which is funny. At the time, I thought I was going to be a golfer. I wanted to play golf or basketball.
So are you good at golfing?
I love it. Yeah, I love it a lot.
So that's a good alternative to, have that. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
My coaches at the time hated the idea and saw the show that we were doing. It was Little Shop of Horrors that we ended up doing. And when they saw that, they were like, all right, fine. We got it. You're in the right place. It worked out.
Okay, I love it. Now, let me ask you, just because you mentioned it, coaches, I think that's so interesting. Do you always work with a coach?
I always look at it like even Tiger Woods has a swing coach.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have never really heard anybody else say that.
Yeah.
And I think that's so inspiring because I think we all need coaches for our life to check in. It's almost like a mirror of what we're doing. Are we still doing? You know, because
Maybe that's why I'm so crazy.
Maybe I need a coach. I know. I think I need
will you
a
be
coach.
My coach.
I'll be your coach.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
But will you be mine?
Yes.
Okay, because you know what? Seriously, when we're little, we have our parents going, no, 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 not down that road, you know, or good job.
Sure.
Or, you know, I don't really understand where you're going with that. You know, of course,
sure.
except for, I don't want to say this, but American Idol, you know, when they always, I'm like, did their parents not tell them they weren't good enough? You know,
for sure.
That's why I love The Voice, because, you know,
well, they don't let you on if you're not good.
Yeah. But I mean, but they're, you know, they're looking nearly at their
sure.
voice, you know, but anyways, I think that's really cool. And
yeah.
I think that's a great point. You know?
Yeah. And I've lucked out with like, especially voice coaching or something like that, where you record the session that you're doing and you can go back and every single day kind of get a little refresher of what the person said or what you did or how you sounded or whatever. So I'm a huge fan of coaching and practice. And
I love that. Thank you for sharing
yeah.
that. Kimberly, welcome. And thank you so much for being here. I think you've been on my show before. And so tell us a little bit about your part, Miranda, and then who you are. Off the scenes.
Sure. Miranda is the young ingenue. It comes from Shakespeare's Tempest. She's Prospero's daughter, and she has this little love interest. She's been secluded from the rest of the world most of her life, so, you know, she doesn't really understand love. So it's about her sort of discovering herself.
No. Right? I mean, you know. And so then you get this Captain Tempest, right? And
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden you're like, okay, wait a minute. This is interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Tell us who you are off the stage.
I have been doing musical theater since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
I was invited to play on our all-star softball team the same summer that I got offered a part in a community theater show. And I took the show and
okay.
I never turned back.
I love it. Did you watch the game the other night?
Last night?
The other night?
Yeah. We were in a show, actually.
Oh,
so
okay.
We
well, oh my God. It was
trying to follow it.
I know. How do you do that? Let me know. But no, that was an amazing game.
Yeah,
so. So are you married?
I am not.
Okay. No. Okay. And you're out here, obviously, from New York, too?
Yes. I just moved out to New York at the beginning of this year.
Where'd you move from?
From LA.
Oh, so you moved out there.
Back.
And now, okay.
uh-huh.
But you're only out here for 6 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. So, what have you done in your past?
Lots of musical theater, mostly. I went to school for opera. So, I like to sing lots of different styles. But this is actually kind of a new style for me. I tend to do the more
traditional
roles.
Okay.
So it's been a lot of fun. We have a full band on stage and we're just basically rocking out the whole time. So.
I love it. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. Of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, right here in the 805, I've got a pair of tickets, of course, to the Rubicon. And that is Return to the Forbidden Planet. And when's it playing till? We were just saying.
Until the 13th.
Yeah. So we got some time to share this. I'm
Ooh.
Excited. And of course, we've got two of our stars here. We've got Captain Tempest. If you haven't already seen it, you got to go check him out, Harley J. And then, of course, Miranda Kimberly Hessler. And we are going to give some tickets away. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Live. I do want to remind you that to download our podcast. And, of course, that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all of our socials.
Snapchat.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, you'll find us all over there. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We welcome your calls. We love to give stuff away. We love to share all of our great events that we have happening here. And of course, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and we'd love to share what we've got going on. Today, we're talking about Return to the Forbidden Planet. And of course, we have two of our guests here, our Captain Tempest, Harley J, and of course, Miranda Kimberly Hessler. And we're finding out a little bit about this 1956 movie. And of course, let's talk to Harley. Captain Tempest, tell us a little bit about your spin on that show.
It's known as a cross between Shakespeare's The Tempest and the movie Forbidden Planet. It starts out where Captain Tempest and his crew are going to take off in a spaceship, and who knows where they go, and trouble ensues, and they kind of get in a crazy asteroid field accident, and they land on some random forbidden planet. And there they meet Prospero and Kimberly's character Miranda and the craziness that goes down. And all of that is tied in with Shakespearean style of speech, as well as songs from the 50s and 60s, like Young Girl and Teller and Gloria. And it's a crazy ride.
So there's a lot happening on stage,
tons.
Correct?
Yeah.
How many people are in this?
Gosh, how many people are in this? 12, 13, 14, something like that. It's an interesting show because this is becoming more and more popular as theater goes on. But myself and other people that are in the show are actually the band as well. So we're playing guitar and keys, and there's a harmonica player. And
they get
and,
their money's worth.
Yeah. So it's a crazy thing. So there's not just a bunch of actors in a band in a pit under it. You actually get to kind of see the goings on of a band and the, like.
So
the drummer's
live on stage. How many instruments do you play?
I play piano, keys, and drums and guitar.
And did you do that before you got into acting?
Oh, man, could you imagine if I showed up here and I was just like, yeah, give me an instrument. I kind of grew up
so
playing instruments.
So can you
yeah.
thank your parents for that?
Oh, completely.
Okay, because, you know, it's funny because I have four kids, right? And I'm like, okay, you need to play an instrument, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're like, Mom, Siri, you know?
See, my son is not musically inclined.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, that's why you get him into it.
Yeah, then you got to really.
We have.
Were you musically inclined?
I knew I could sing, but I had no idea I could play instruments. And what's funny, when I first started playing instruments, I hated it. Until you kind of go like, oh, I can make songs out of this, or I can write music or something. That's when you really start to go.
No, he's nine and he's...
He doesn't. He's
not into it.
Well,
I mean, he has a good voice. I've
How
heard
about
him
drums?
If I want to get a headache.
No, you do silent ones.
It gets a little intense, though.
Yeah.
Fun.
No. Yeah.
I'll put him out in the barn.
There you go. Yeah, we're ready to sell ours. Okay. Yeah. That's where I'm going.
No, thank
see,
you.
Come on. All right. Kimberly, how about you? Tell us your spin on the show and you know, and what your take is on it.
There really is so much going on at any given moment during this show. It is pulling from all of Shakespeare's major plays. You'll hear text from his different shows. If you know Shakespeare well, there's some good puns in there for you. some wonderful 50s, 60s music. And then if you've seen Return to the Forbidden Planet, it really does pull from that. Just Forbidden Planet. It really does pull from that as well. And we also have some wonderful technical elements to it. And
now, do you play any different instruments?
I do not.
See? So, okay. Do you wish you did?
You know, I play a little bit, you know, in my room.
Behind closed doors.
But you wouldn't want me playing on stage.
So you play the guitar?
Very little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you self-taught?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Can you help her out at all, Harley?
Right. I know. I should have asked.
Lessons start tomorrow.
I know. See, we actually had Haig
Avorgian.
Who's going to be playing with you, yes. Right? But we had him on here, and he was giving away, taking lessons since he's 4 and a half. He had a lot of calls, too.
He was good.
Yeah, no, he's really good. He's one of my really good friend's sons, but he taught... Or he teaches 24/7. So it's like, you know how you want to learn right away? That's what his whole idea is. He's like, I got it down, how to figure out how to play a song right off the bat. Because then you're going to be excited. Mm-hmm. That's probably what your son needs.
Maybe. Yeah. But he's still mechanically and not inclined
okay,
either.
Yeah.
He's like in the 95th percentile for height and weight and everything.
Yeah, so he's a little
kid,
awkward so right now.
Got a little.
It. Yeah.
I was
trying to be nice.
No, I love my son, but he's a beautiful boy that's awkwardly inclined at the moment.
Well, that's the age.
He'll grow
into
it.
He'll grow into
who he'll be like 6'4", beautiful, and, his face is his moneymaker.
There you go.
That's what I tell him all the time. You can hurt anything else but the face.
There you go. I love it. That's what they say. So, so who is this show for? Families, young, old? Tell me, anybody
I mean, there's really something for everyone. It's if you grew up with those 50s and 60s songs, you will recognize them.
So what's one of the songs that are going to be playing? I love the 50s and 60s songs. That's like my favorite.
Oh, there's so many. One of the ones I sing is Teenager in Love.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
See, I'm like, what? Okay. If I heard it, I would know.
You'll know it. Okay.
I'm an 80s boy.
I know. It's okay. We'll get you primed.
The fun part about it is seeing where they fit the songs into the storyline.
I love it. And who's the writer of this? Who writes this? She's gonna turn it over to Harley.
His name is Ben Colton.
Bob Carlton.
Bob Carlton. And I get this show a few years ago, I think in the early 90s, late 80s, actually won an Olivier in London, which is the equivalent of a Tony here.
Wow.
So it was a hit in over there, and then they brought it to New York for a second, and for some reason you would think that it'd be done a lot more than it is because it has something for everyone. And it's not done nearly as much as I would have thought.
Are you having fun doing it?
I'm having a blast.
So yeah. I'm curious, there has to be a challenge to each show you do. What would you say is the biggest challenge for both of you? Because you said, Kimberly, you said this is different than what you normally do. So what is the challenges that you found that, maybe that you struggled with, but you've had to grow?
The language, one, is a little difficult because we don't talk like that necessarily anymore. But also playing a certain rhythm, singing a rhythm, and dancing at the same time is a total
It's like chewing gum and walking.
Exactly. And
it's like multitasking.
Yeah. Kimberly, what would you say?
Well, it definitely is a different style for me. I had to sort of go in and be like, all right, how do I sing this? Because it's very different for me. And I think the other challenge is we have a blast up there. It's really hard not to, laugh on stage when you're having so much fun.
Oh, I bet.
I personally struggle with it very much, yes.
Yeah, and Harley doesn't give you those looks like you just want to die laughing, does he? Because he kind of seems like
guilty.
He would. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. How long have you guys practiced to before the show?
Have we had about 3 weeks, I think, before
we opened? That's not that long this time. Wow. I love it.
Yeah. And which is interesting that it's not that long a time, because usually in a show like this, an equity show or whatever, you only have 2 weeks worth of rehearsal. So we were actually given an extra week to try and figure things out. Which helped us a lot. Also, the show opened last week on Saturday, but we had a few previews to kind of really warm ourselves up to the whole thing. So we got a good chunk of tester time, which is nice.
And of course, everybody's loving it, I heard.
We hope so.
Yeah. Are you married?
I am.
I've
been married for 3 years now.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so any kids?
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is your wife in this industry too?
Yeah. She actually right now is in a show off Broadway in New York. Otherwise, she probably.
So you guys
here.
Are away from each other for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the best marriage. No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We're playing long distance.
No. Okay. So you guys, so you share and share separately too in the same industry.
And we knew before we got married we'd go into this. When we were engaged, I proposed in Hawaii, and then she went on tour, and we got married, and she was home the day we got married, and left for 3 months after that.
So you get to miss her.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I kind of think so, unless it's hard to get back on the same page. That's my husband and I. I'm like, no.
Oh, you do that? No.
I know, okay. But that's cool. So, and a lot of times she'll come with you?
Yeah, usually she does.
And do you guys know each other before in New York? Or is this, did you just
meet?
No,
we hadn't met before. I did know his wife from doing some caroling out in L.A. before we all moved out to New York.
How hard is it? I know we're at the very end of our show. How hard is it to get the chemistry together to do something like that? Is it hard?
When you're with someone like Kimberly, it's always easy.
Oh, that was awesome. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
And at that note.
I know.
I was going to say, when you like someone, it makes it easy.
Well, it sounds like such amazing fun at play. And, of course, I want to invite all of our listeners, Forbidden Planet, and, of course, Return to the Forbidden Planet. It plays all the way till November 13th. And, if you don't win tickets, we'll throw out another pair right now at 805-419-0008. You can go to RubiconTheater.org. And, of course, theater is TRE theater, because I get a lot of calls about that. So theater.org, or you can call them at 805-667-2900. With that, we are at the end of our show. I can't wait to see it. It sounds like a blast. And again, I want to remind everybody that it's till November 13th. And of course, Rubicon is one of my favorite places. It really is. And I love all the stuff that they've got going on there. We are at the end of our show. And of course, I thank you both for being here and sharing this journey with us.
Thank you so much.
Chad, Tom, and of course all my listeners out there, go find one of these great events that we have going on this weekend. And of course, I'd love to see you out there. Call our show, 805-419-0008. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Make today so awesome, yesterday gets jealous. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ooh, wow. Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy. Whoa.